A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The love of Christ overwhelms us when we reflect that if one man has died for all, then all men should be dead. And the reason he died for all was so that living men should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised to life for them. From now onwards, therefore, we do not judge anyone by the standards of the flesh. Even if we did once know Christ in the flesh, that is not how we know him now. And for anyone who is in Christ, this is a new creation. The old creation has gone, and now the new one is here. It is all God's work. It was God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the work of handing on this reconciliation. In other words, God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself, not holding men's faults against them, and he has entrusted to us the news that they are reconciled. So we are ambassadors for Christ. It is as though God were appealing through us, and the appeal that we make in Christ's name is, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made the sinless into sin, so that in him we might become the goodness of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learnt how it was said to our ancestors, 'You must not break your oath, but must fulfill your oaths to the Lord.' But I say this to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, since that is God's throne, or by the earth, since that it is footstool, or by Jerusalem, since that is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your own head either, since you cannot turn a single hair white or black. All you need say is yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. To pick a line or just one sentence, a very short one. It is all God's work. God who reconciles him as through Jesus Christ, and we hand on that reconciliation. And that's an important truth, that it's all God's work. And often I think we worry about what's going to happen and about so many things, and yet it's all God's work. And we've got to hand it to the Lord, but he does also hand that work on to us. He says it was God who reconciled us through Christ and gave us the work of handing on this reconciliation. That's why we shouldn't worry, but nevertheless bring others to know it's God is at work always. It's always there. And the thing that all of us need at all times is being reconciled with the Father, who is, as the psalm said, compassion and love. Images we need to keep cultivating in our minds. He's compassion. He's love. God's at work. Bring that work to our world.